This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz. Ooh.
Clear water ready for that?
Yeah. Tiki bar tomorrow.
Oh. Do you think we could get all of left field singing in the middle of an inning?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's 5:30.
Yeah, the game's going to be over.
Hour. Yeah, they'll be ready to go.
We could definitely get them going.
Yeah, they'll be ready.
The Tiki bar at 5:30 after a Phil's game? There's going to be some middle-aged women ready for that moment.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
Wednesday's going to be sad. Wednesday's just going to be a cold, rainy.
Right, we'll just be yelling in the broadcast booth.
Yes.
Someone's going to tell us to shut up.
Tuesday will be fun, though.
Tuesday will be fun. Tomorrow
Tuesday will be fun. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. In fact, is this a World Series or bust year for the Phillies? The number has gone up. 77.1% say yes. Let's go. High expectations. Man. That's what I like. Jack wants high hopes. I want high expectations. There's the difference between you and me.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're a high hopes guy. I'm a high expectations guy.
Excited to be there.
And this is my thing on Bryce.
Great. Oh, I forgot about this.
All right.
Thought we was going to get out of here without it.
Well, just he's a great player. I want to see him be a great leader this year. I want him to set the example for everyone else on that team. I don't want to hear one more time that we need a Saquon or we need a Pete Rose or we need a Moses Malone to kick everyone's ass in gear. This is what this guy is here to do. He's the best player on the team. He works hard. He cares. All those things. If we can spend an offseason talking about how Jalen Hurts needs to, you know, be more vocal in the locker room and be more of a leader, we can say the same thing about Bryce Harper. We absolutely can. He's a great player, but I've never gotten the sense from him that he leads and everyone else follows. That's not what I've gotten the sense from him. The sense from him I've gotten as quiet leader, goes in, does his job, cares, all that kind of stuff. But this team needs somebody to kick everyone's ass a little bit. This team needs somebody to hold everyone else accountable. This team needs somebody to say to Alec Bohm when he is crying in the dugout when the team is winning that you have to stop crying. And
well, he was talking to him, to be fair.
He had his arm around them.
Well, what do you want him to do?
I just like...
See, this is why I disagree with you.
Okay.
Because this is who Bryce is. And I was one that got on a soapbox about this very thing about Jalen.
Right.
It's not Jalen.
But Jalen moved.
Did he really?
Well, I mean.
You brought in a guy like Saquon and that helped. I I know exactly what you're saying. Like, I understand what you're saying, and that's why I said I was one who was yelling for that from Jalen. It's just not who he is.
Then I don't think
they're
they have
leader
any
leader by example type of guys than they are.
It's not that I need him knocking over tables
sure,
in the clubhouse.
I understand that.
I just like somebody there. Like, this is his legacy at stake. Ultimately, no one's going to look back and look at whether Kyle Schwarber did this or Trey Turner did that. These guys aren't all-time players. They're good players, right? There's a bunch. Zach Wheeler is the only other all-time player on this team right now.
Yep.
So it's just like it's his legacy, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, because you're putting him in like. This guy's a face of the sport kind of guy. Because my pushback would be, no one asked Chase Utley to be the face of the Phillies. And Utley,
and he had Jimmy. He had Jimmy to do it, yeah.
But what if he didn't have Jimmy?
Well, then the team, I know.
Right.
But they did. Like, and Bryce's have Schwarber.
Right.
And I think like Schwarber's the leader of the team.
But Schwarber's not that guy either. Schwarber's not that guy either.
In what aspect?
In the aspect of, hey, this is not acceptable. Like, sucking for 3 months is not acceptable.
He's definitely more of the, not trying to put too much pressure on guys guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are a bunch of good guys who are insistent on not putting pressure on each other. And where is that? That's gotten us, you know, like, declining results every year. I'm just looking for somebody in that clubhouse to do something.
Well,
I feel you there. That's why I say I know exactly what you're saying. I just don't think that's Bryce's personality.
Well, I guess all right, and not to make it about, because I know that this is what I feel like people would say to you, right?
Yep.
Because this is what they do to me. They're like, we don't do the same for Embiid.
But I agree.
No,
but,
I know.
Yeah, but I agree on Embiid. I agree on Embiid. I agree.
But Embiid also hasn't changed. Like, Embiid is just Embiid.
Yes, and he will be remembered as a great player who is a failure ultimately. Who didn't come through in the biggest spots and didn't lead the way that he was supposed to. This is the problem with, like, the best player doesn't always need to be the leader on the team, but he's got to be one of the best players. Like, it's not like a role player. That's not who it can be. And I just don't know who else is going to take this team, like, by the collar and say, it's fine if we don't win. But we can't go down losing the same way that we've lost for three consecutive years.
Do you want to be Casty?
I wouldn't mind if it was Casty.
See, let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you. Because he definitely has a personality to do it.
Yes.
It's just that he goes through these ebbs and flows of the season where he can only do it when he's playing well. Like, he can't do it when he's not playing well. Devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
To a lesser degree, and not exactly what you're looking for, AJ is kind of that way, and that ruffles feathers when he's that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AJ, he'll tell you, it's about holding each other accountable. We're not going to always get along. Like, that's sort of what AJ is on the Eagles team, right? And then they brought in somebody like a Saquon who can sort of balance that out, and it allows Jalen to just be the leader by example, which is how he rolls. That's he would much rather roll that way versus being. I just think with these athletes today, no one wants to be that guy. Like, that's the stuff Kobe got ripped for being a bad teammate. It's funny because when he was in the midst of being that guy, it was nobody wants to go play with Kobe Bryant
because
he was so demanding. Well, that's his personality. That's how he was. And to your point, I think the players that wound up thriving with Kobe, they needed to be pushed that way. They needed to be pushed that way. Whereas some guys don't want to be pushed, and you can rub them the wrong way.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what these athletes today, with these guys, man, everybody has their own brand. Everybody has their own agenda. And you can't really constructively criticize anybody. Like, you can't get on anybody. Like, when I was playing, guys got in your face all the time. I mean, guys got in your face. Someone going well, you know, a guy like Jeremiah Trotter is going to say it, right? You know, guys like that are going to say it. John Runyon is going to say it. Didn't care about – John Runyon used to always get in trouble with Andy because he'd be like, well, we just run the football. Basically, because he knew that – I mean, you know, he would say that in the media. And think Andy liked that? I just don't think today's athletes – I don't know many – that really lead that way. If I think about all the stars in the sports today, what leader sort of what star player sort of leads that way?
Like Brady was probably the last one.
Well, Brady was probably the last one. He's right.
Can I pick a smaller thing here?
Mm-hmm.
Hitting second.
Like I agree.
You know, like it's not your favorite thing.
Right.
But it gives you a little license to side-eye somebody who in the third game swings at the first pitch when the pitcher's thrown seven straight balls.
Right.
Because you are compromising as well. Mm-hmm. If Bryce Harper can take a walk, if Bryce Harper can hit second where he's not comfortable, then all of a sudden we can ask Schwarber to hit cleanup. And we can ask, you know, Castellanos to hit sixth instead of fifth.
Right.
And maybe I don't want...
I can understand that. I agree with you about that.
I haven't been here for this whole era with you guys. Mm. But what I am terrified of is I don't want this era to die in a whimper. The Sixers era is about to die in a whimper, right? This very slow death of falling apart. Here they are where they're not all these guys are in their prime, but they're not in their post-prime, right? They're at the tail end of their prime.
Yeah.
They can still produce.
Yeah.
I don't want this era to be looked at as like, well, if we had just done A, or if we had just done B, if we had just done C. And I just want somebody, and the reason I look at Bryce is because he's the best player, but I just want somebody in there who's not going to be Rob Thompson, mm-hmm. and it's not going to be JT. Mm-hmm. And it's I want somebody to just go in there and say, why don't we, this year, just try all the things that everyone says we should try?
See, here's why I 100% agree with you. That, in theory... But you just mentioned who it should be, and he's not going to do it either. It's Rob Thompson. That's what managers are put in that position to do. They should be the bad guy.
Right.
Right? Like, because the player has to worry about getting along with his teammates and this and that and the other. Like, the manager, you can't be worried about being liked by everybody. I understand you got to manage the clubhouse, and these are your guys. But if you're consistent, they will respect it. They will respect you. And what you're trying to get them to do. I believe Rob Thompson, they're going to have to wind up getting a manager that isn't afraid to do that.
Well, and it doesn't mean you have to undress somebody in front of everyone else.
Right.
Hey, Trey, you got a minute? Hey, what are you doing? You know, we two guys just walked in a row, and on four pitches and five pitches, you swung at the first two pitches.
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, look how Sirianni changed this year, right? They went through the longer practices. All the players talk about how he put them through the ringer.
Like, yep.
That has to be the evolution of a manager.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got it in him.
I agree.
By the way, another point that should have kept me high up on the insider of the Eagle.
Nonsense, yeah.
I mean, I was right about the harder practices.
You wanted that.
You were. You do get, maybe you'll see your way back into the rankings this week. All right, 215-592-9494.
I'm just saying, there's another reason why.
Are you going to, when we give away the award, are you going to protest?
Yeah, I'm that dude that's going to be complaining the whole time.
Yep. William in Deptford, you're on WIP. William in Deptford, I had such high hopes for you. High expectations as well.
Jack let us down again.
Yeah. I kept him on hold.
He was so aggressive when he called.
Yeah. Just maybe he's still there.
He ran
maybe
out of steam.
Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Justin!
Man, I tell you what. It's been like 2 weeks since I've got the call. I've been working 12-hour shifts, so I go in at 7. I don't get off till 7, so it's just... you know how busy I've been, man. I've been busier than that one-legged man ice-kicking contest. But
there it is.
Yep.
First thing I want to hit on is that movie, The Substance. Let me tell you, that is the worst dadgum movie I've ever seen in my life. That's 2 hours and 20 minutes of my life. I'll never get back. That movie sucked the back half. It was so bad. It was trash, thinking trash. I mean, if you want movie recommendations, just hit me up, you know, on Twitter, DM me or something like that, like Spike said. But anyway, going to this Bryce thing, this is what it kind of reminds me of, because I've kind of heard, I'm not sure if it was Jack or a caller, things are running together, but like the extension that he's wanting, and people are saying like, well, maybe if they give him the extension, he'll do it. You know,
yeah, Spike reported that last week.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? It's like when Jason Peters moved to left guard because Andre Dillard was going to be the left tackle. And then Andre Dillard gets hurt, and they're like, well, he's going to move back out to left tackle. He's a team guy. And we find out the only reason he done it is because they gave him more money. it's not a good optic. You know, I like Bryce. Bryce is one of my favorite baseball players to watch. But and I'm not saying it's like that, but it's not a good optic as well either, because it's like everybody said, you got to change stuff up, man. You can't go back into the season with the same thing. You know, Jack was so frustrated last week, and then they put Bryce in it too. And, you know, I mean, just try something else, you know. I mean, don't be so dug in, you know. It's a bad optic, in my opinion. If you can lead off with Trey, then with Bryce, then go Bowman, and then Schwarber, I don't see what the big deal is. But am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, you're right.
I mean, we were all so pissed at Peters when Dillard
yes.
got hurt.
Yep.
And everybody's like, I think it was Doug. He's a team guy. You know, he came in and he asked to do it. Yeah, he asked to do it, but he asked for a dadgum raise too. And we were all pissed. And it doesn't look good, in my opinion. But, hey, what do I know? But I want to give y'all a recommendation. You're going to love this. In fact, okay. too, because we're all close to the same age. I don't know if y'all watch that Nothing But Smoke podcast, but I seen some clips and I went back and watched it. Boys, they had Vernon Maxwell on there. And he was telling the story
yes.
about when Dream slapped him, and I reckon he slapped the taste out of his mouth. And him telling that story, man, I swear to God, I watched it twice. I have laughed my hind end
yeah.
off. It was hilarious. I did not know Vernon Maxwell was so daggum funny. But that's one of the best episodes of that thing I've ever seen. I don't watch them all, but when they get these older guys on there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I like the old guys, you know, Bird and Vernon Maxwell. And
Maxwell is a great storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
He is. When he was telling that story about, he kind of said, when Dream hit me, and he got that raspy voice. He said, Dream hit me. He said, what'd you do? He said, I didn't have much I could do. Anyway. It was hilarious. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but y'all need to watch it. But anyway, it's been a long time since I got the call, but I've got a good excuse. Working 12 hours puts a cramp on my style. But, hey, I'm back today. I'm going to get off here. Oh, and did you watch the combine night? Did you see James Pierce run that 4.47?
I did not.
250
Shut
pounds.
His hole!
Oh, no, Jack. We still celebrating. I'm as happy as a puppy with two Peters. Don't know what to do with either one of them because we're Super Bowl champions, boys. I'll get off here and let this go. I love you.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin.
There he is. All right. I
did not watch the combine.
Yeah, you'd be psycho to watch that. William
watch
in Deptford, you're on WIP.
I didn't know my name was William.
Because it's right up there on the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Bryce Harper. He's going to have a great season this year.
Okay.
More home runs than Shohei Ohtani ever had in his lifetime. 70.
Bryce is going to hit 70 home runs this year?
Yep.
Whew. What else you got?
He ain't going to hurt his arm either. I cried when he had poop poisoning.
You cried when he had poop on his arm?
No, food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
Why?
He's my man. I got his jersey on as we speak.
Did you ask how I knew your name?
Yep.
This is Bank Park.
When did Bryce Harper get food poisoning?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, from the raw milk.
Well. Why'd you cry, though, William?
Because I love Bryce Harper.
Oh, wow.
Me too, buddy.
What do you love the most about Bryce Harper?
I love the way he hit the grand salami.
Is this a bit?
What's your name?
That's Jack.
I'm Hugh.
Yeah, that's Hugh. Hugh Joe. And I'm also
is that
Joe.
Douglas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Hugh.
Yep.
How you been, man?
Been good, man.
I love the Eagles. How many Eagles win the Super Bowl?
How about that? Go Birds.
Isn't that something?
Hey, isn't Hugh Douglas the best former Eagle on WIP?
Huh?
It's
Hugh Douglas from the Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Does Hugh do anything for us?
E-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
William, why don't you rank these former Eagles from best to worst? Hugh Douglas, John Ritchie, Ike Reese. Who's the best out of those three?
Hugh Douglas.
Yep.
And who, far and away, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to autograph a picture of Hugh Douglas and you.
And me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you send it to my place in the nursing home?
Yes.
Oh, you're in a nursing home.
Can you give me my address?
Oh, no.
Now this, don't do that.
Now this goes. Yeah.
This one totally.
We're going to put you on hold.
Man.
You're going to get his address, and we're going to send him an autographed Hugh picture.
I blame you for this.
Yeah, I blame Jack for that one.
description.
It just said this could be really funny or really bad.
And how would you describe it?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Get his address. We got to send him some autographed pictures.
Yep.
All right.
Now, do we send him an autographed picture of me
of Hugh,
or you?
Of Hugh. We actually sent an autographed picture of Hugh that you signed.
Oh, well, Hugh loves signing autographs.
Yes, he's very big on autographs. All right.
Wow.
The text line is
he related to Herb?
We got to get him, Herb, Mr. Shorehands on the line at the same time. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square.
I still think it might have been a fake caller. I'm just letting everyone
know. Online at BenariJewelers.com. The moment there was when he said food poisoning, and I goes, when he got poop on his arm. Here's the text line.
Text line.
Great question today. Oh. I wish that cameras were never invented. The picture of Ike with his underwear pulled over his sweat.
What? Why did that come up today?
Wait, yeah, what was that? Wishes the cameras were never invented.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of how that ties in.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. I don't know.
Love having deep voice Luke on the text line again.
It worked, yeah.
Yes. What's next?
We wish Spike was a better singer, too. Afternoon show listeners, when Spike sings over the rejoins.
Yep. Sorry. Can't help myself. Unless there's a directive from management, I'm going to have a hard time not doing that. What's next?
Spike. You know, Isaiah Rogers is just not tough. Spike, okay. 5 minutes earlier.
There we go.
Little League wasn't fun because the other team had guys that were bigger than me and their dad played baseball too. Alex in Lancaster.
It's very fair.
That's a fair point there.
It's very fair. Also, I'm not playing for the Eagles though. So, what's next?
Spike on the Phillies.
Oh boy.
This team needs to be a championship team or it's on Bryce.
Here it comes.
Spike on the Sixers.
Yep.
How much does Joel have to do? When will Tyrese Maxey step up? Frank in Ardmore.
Yep. Text line's coming from my throat today.
Yeah. That was a fair one.
Yes. I think I've had a pretty reasonable show, and I didn't expect all of this. I'm a little scared to go to the next one. Why don't we just end the... No, all right, what's next?
Do you love white people music from decades ago and have a friend from another delegation? Does that friend always say, do I know them, when you bring it up? Join Ike Reese and Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast, You'd Know It If You Heard It. Tim in Newark.
That's very funny.
That's
actually
a good one, yes.
Yeah.
That person pays a lot of attention to this.
Yes, yes.
That's a good one. Well, there are plenty of songs that I don't know the name of.
Yeah, same of us. Yeah. Same. That is funny. We never get to it. We never play it. We never find out. It's just sort of the end. Do we have Fritz at six tonight, or is this, once again, Jack Fritz? Oh, no. Do we have Fritz at six?
No, I got Deeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, you off?
Yeah.
Why?
Jack's always off.
Huh?
On Mondays. It's Fridays.
Wow, this guy's negotiating mid-deal.
Exactly.
Jack's going to keep having kids till Fritz at six is gone.
One day at a time.
One kid, one day. All right. Tom Kelly's next.
Teeks!
You know Teeks will bring the fire.
And he didn't sing with us.
He didn't.
And he's been here since 4:30.
But he's intimidated by Jack because Jack boxes him out of the singing all the time. We will talk to you tomorrow from Clearwater. The next 2 days, we'll have a bunch of great interviews and the vibes from the Tiki Bar tomorrow.
The vibes!
Where's Stubby?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.